Alabama High School Gets Grant for LGBTQ Plus Book Club and Visit to Queer Heritage Site. By Amy Furr on August 24, 2023. A high school in Selma, Alabama, has received a grant to fund an LGBTQ Plus book club as leftists continue targeting young people in classrooms across the nation. 1819 News reported Thursday that the nonprofit group It Gets Better Project announced grant recipients for its 50 states, 50 grants, 5,000 Voices Project, and on its Meet the Grantees page, the group said the money would also go toward a field trip. Selma High School, this project will fund a book club focusing on LGBTQ plus literature. The proposal includes guest speakers and will culminate in a field trip to a queer heritage site, the organization's post read. The group provides grants of up to $10,000 to over 70 public or charter schools in the United States and Canada. The organization said its mission is to uplift, empower, and connect lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer youth around the globe, according to its About page. Breitbart News reported in April that government data shows nearly a quarter of American high schoolers identify on the queer spectrum. As curricula across the country feature LGBTQI+ content and social-emotional learning methods, the numbers of students who are identifying as something other than heterosexual is rising to levels more than double seen historically and even dwarfing rates seen among adults, according to data collected by Centers for Disease Control. There is no doubt in my mind that schools are absolutely playing a role in this growth, stated Jay Richard, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He added, "There are social incentives to declaring yourself a sexual minority. There is nothing you have to do to be bisexual. You could just want to make yourself cooler." In February 2022, Breitbart News reported that private schools scattered across the nation are training their teachers to expose children as young as 4 to sexually explicit content while keeping it from their parents. The outlet noted the schools were being directed by the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, as part of a queer inclusive curriculum. In December, officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, issued an assessment tool for educators and school leaders regarding classroom LGBTQ inclusivity, according to Breitbart News. The tool asks leading questions about school personnel and their faithfulness to queer theory, including encouraging sexual education teachers to have gender-neutral anatomy, referring to boys as body with a penis and girls as body with a vagina, the outlet said. Per the 1819 News report, Brian Venka, who is the executive director of the project, said, "Through the 50 states, 50 grants, 5,000 voices program, we are giving students, teachers and administrators the resources they have determined they need to help make their schools more LGBTQ+ inclusive and supportive."